Blanco Panther football is on the air. The Sun Radio Sports Network is your Friday night home for Blanco Panther football as they battle for their third straight district title. Don't miss a minute of the action as the Panthers hit the field this season. Follow the Panthers every Friday night right here on 88.9 and 106.9 FM, BlancoRadio.com, and the Sun Radio app, all part of the Sun Radio Sports Network. Sam Eisenberg and Jason Merrick will call all the action. Kickoff is coming up, but first, it's the pregame show. Now, here's the voice of Panther football, Sam Eisenberg.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Eisenberg with you here from Randolph ISD, Randolph High School, for the fourth non-district contest of the year for the Blanco Panthers. Over here in Randolph, first want to start it off by thanking Jesse Stratton for being our music before we started the pregame show here today. Thank you to him, a local Blanco musician, getting us started today. And the Panthers, right about 10 minutes away from getting started with this contest against the Randolph Roehawks. We'll thank our sponsors right off the top: Blanco National Bank, Communicare Healthcare of Wimberley, Lone Star Capital Bank of Blanco, Cox Paving, and Dirtworks for making tonight's broadcast possible. The Panthers coming to tonight's matchup, first road game of the year here in Week 4. 0-3 on the season, taking on the 1-2 Randolph Roehawks. Randolph coming in off of a 26-14 win over Carnes City, their best performance of the year. Lost in the opening week to Poth 37-6, and last week, and then in Week 2, a close one to Yorktown 23-22. And then their first win of the year last week in Week 3 on the road against Carnes City 26-14. Randolph put a good performance together on the ground, 234 yards they rushed for. Taylor Thomas led the way for the Roehawks, 12 carries, 152 yards, and a touchdown for the do-it-all running back for the Roehawks. The big fullback contributed 11 carries, 95 yards, and a score. That's Marquette Kennedy. We'll hear those two names a lot. Coach Rogers says those two guys can really go for the Roehawks, and these guys, a team Blanco's used to playing, always have the skill position guys that can really play. This game will be won in the trenches. Whichever offensive line or defensive line can open up holes for their backs has the best chance to win this ball game. Panthers come in 0-3. The loss to Pearsall last week, their best performance of the year, fell to the Mavericks 27-18 at home. Kalen Webster finished a yard shy of his first 100-yard performance of the year. Finished the game with 18 carries for 99 yards for the senior fullback for the Panthers. He really got it going in the first half. The second half was kind of stymied in that ball game, and it was a tale of two halves. The Panthers went into the locker room with a 12-8 lead over Pearsall last week, and then in the second half, Pearsall came out and scored 21 straight in the third quarter before ultimately winning it 27-18 over the Panthers. The Panthers, of course, the previous 2 years, no regular season losses, off to an 0-3 start this year, looking to get the wheels turning and the gears pointing in the right direction as district play starts in just 3 weeks with the Lexington Eagles in Lexington. We have this week against Randolph, next week on the road here again in San Antonio, taking on Antonian, then the bye, and then the fun starts. District begins with the Lexington Eagles. A look around the district tonight. Rogers is on the road there in Hearn. Lexington on the road playing Jarrell. Seems like everybody in the district's gotten a shot at Jarrell, the Cougars, thus far. Ingram is in Comfort tonight. Comfort 2-1 on the year. Johnson City sitting at 2-1. Their lone loss to Mason. They host St. Mary's tonight. Florence hosts Salado. And that's the look around the district right now. Everybody at the top, Lexington, Comfort, and Johnson City, all sitting at 2-1. Lexington was looking like the favorite until a setback last week against Rockdale, 62-28. Kind of got the traction stopped for the Eagles. Our Sun Radio Sports Network fellow broadcasters, Dripping Springs, starts their district slate tonight. They're in Kerrville taking on the Tyvee Antlers. Gonzales opens up district play at home against Cuero, and Wimberley starts their, no, they're still in non-district. They're hosting Canyon Lake tonight. That's a look around the Sun Radio Sports Network. Some stats for the Panthers for you, as we're about 8 minutes away from kickoff here tonight between the Randolph Roehawks and the Blanco Panthers. Kalen Webster leading the way on the year, 50 carries for 224 yards and all four rushing touchdowns for the Panthers. Kelby Cox threw it 26 times last week, Big mark for a Panther quarterback. He's at 17 or 44 on the year, almost a 40% completion rate, 215 yards through the air, one touchdown to three interceptions for the junior Panther quarterback as they look to get their first win of the season tonight on the road against the Randolph Roehawks. The Panthers making their way out of the locker room right now, heading toward the run-through as we are 8 minutes away from the kickoff. And we will be right back. You're listening to the pregame show brought to you by Blanco National Bank on BlancoRadio.com.
Support comes from Blanco Regional Clinic, serving the healthcare needs of the Blanco community with procedures including annual exams, sports physicals, minor x-rays, and hormone replacement therapy with doctors and nurse practitioners who are board certified in family medicine. Located at 825 4th Street in Blanco. More information, including appointment scheduling, online at BlancoRegionalClinic.com and by phone at 830-833-5581. Go Panthers!
And by Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services, including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgage, and personal loans for residents in Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located on the square in Blanco. More information at BlancoBank.com. Blanco National Bank is a proud supporter of Blanco Athletics.
And by Communicare Health Center, offering an array of services, including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley, Kyle, and San Antonio. More information at CommunicareSA.org. Everyone at Communicare wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And by Cox Paving, specializing in asphalt paving and seal coat operations across the state of Texas. More information online at coxpaving.com or by phone at 830-833-4547. The Cox family and everyone at Cox Paving wish the Panthers good luck in the 2016 season.
And by Blanco AC Electrical and Plumbing, keeping residents in the Hill Country comfortable with repairs and installation of AC systems and an authorized train dealer. More information at BlancoHeatingAndCooling.com and by phone at 830-833-2558. Jason and Catherine Wheeler and all the employees at Blanco AC Electrical and Plumbing wish the very best to the Panthers this season.
Sam Eisenberg back with you from Randolph High School as we're 5 minutes away from kickoff here between the Panthers and the Roehawks. Panthers coming out in their all-white uniform tonight for their first road game of the year. The white jersey with the blue block numerals, white pants, solid white pants. Some guys got the yellow spat around the ankles, but white socks underneath there for the Panthers. The blue helmet with the yellow Panther decal on either side and the yellow stripe. For the Roehawks, it's an all-blue uniform. Blue and silver, the colors for Randolph. A blue jersey top with the silver block numbers, blue pants with a silver lightning bolt down the side, and blue socks for the Roehawks. A silver helmet with the blue lightning bolt on either side for Randolph. So some keys to the game for you to look out for tonight. Both teams run heavy offenses. Both line up. Panthers wing T, Randolph a slot T look. And it's going to be who can dominate in the trenches tonight. If the Panther offensive line, this will be the smallest defensive line they face this year. If they can make some holes for Kalen Webster and make some holes for Stephen Flores in those backs, the Panthers will have a chance in this one. But some good skill position guys to look out for Randolph. Number 24, Taylor Thomas. You'll hear his name a lot. And 45, Marquette Kennedy. Randolph has 9 guys that go both ways, so fatigue could play a factor, but with both teams ground and pound, it should be a good one. The clock might not stop. This first half might take about 25 minutes to get the 24 out of the way, but it should be exciting. Should be an exciting ballgame. For the Panthers running out of the tunnel now. Perfect night for some football here. Beautiful sunset setting behind us. The field faces the home side of Randolph here. Faces out toward the east. You can see the high school to your right and the Air Force Base straight behind the visitor stands back there. Beautiful sun setting. The Panthers just ran out of the tunnel. 90 degrees right now, partly cloudy skies, low tonight of 76. Beautiful night for some football. The captains for the Roehawks, number 45, Marquette Kennedy. 24, Taylor Thomas. 1, Justin Bacon. He plays quarterback. And number 65, Sebastian Goldsworthy. are the captains for the Rohawks. The Panthers still huddled up down there in the north end zone. We'll wait to see who the captains are as everybody faces the south end zone for the flag. And looks like for the Panthers tonight, it'll be 54 Wes Eskew and 88 Sebastian Thomas. The two captains, along with maybe Kalen Webster, will hop in there now for the Panthers. We'll remind you, we'll be on the road again next week here in San Antonio as the Panthers take on Antonian. Their second of three straight road games for the Panthers. You're listening to Blanco Panther Varsity Football on KTSN Blowout Johnson City, broadcasting at 88.9 FM and K295CK Luckenbach Fredericksburg, broadcasting at 106.9 FM. We're streaming online at blancoradio.com. You can also hear us on the Sun Radio Sports app. You can interact with us on Facebook, facebook.com/blancoradio. That's where you can find us. We'll be posting the score, keeping you updated on the game, throughout the game, through our Facebook page. We'll thank our sponsors one more time here. So we have Axe, Available Construction, Transportation Services. They're on this week. A special thank you to them for joining us and becoming a sponsor of these Blanco Panther broadcasts. Spring Branch Water Well Service, an asphalt specialist, just to name a few. They're presenting the colors here on the field, and we'll turn it over to the Randolph Marching Band in just a few moments for the playing of the national anthem.
Support comes from AXE, Available Construction and Transportation Service in Blanco, providing residential and commercial construction services for the residents in Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. More information is available by phone at 830-833-2081.
That was the Randolph Rohawk Marching Band with the national anthem here on BlancoRadio.com. Captains for the Panthers, 88 Sebastian Thomas, number 2 Kalen Webster, and 54 Wes Eskew. Coach Rogers talked to him before the game. He said he expects a big one from Wes. Randolph's going to run the football at the Panther defense, and he knows a lot of tackles may come number 54's way tonight. And if Wes is making a lot of tackles, he says that's a good thing for the Panthers tonight. So, Kalen Webster so close to that first 100-yard performance last week. Hoping he can rip over that threshold tonight. But every time the Panthers and the Rohawks meet, it seems like it's a close football game. These two teams have each other's number. They've played each other so many times in the past that no matter what the team's records are coming in, it's usually a close football game. 2 years ago, the team that went to the state semifinals for the Panthers came over here, finished the game with an 8-6 victory. Randolph had some D1 athletes on the other side over there, a guy named Brian London, who's a starting linebacker for Texas State University now, a safety in the back that were just making plays for the Rohawks and frustrating the Panthers all night, but Blanco pulled it out 8-6. Last year the two teams met, that one in Blanco, and Blanco had a little more success, 35-0. On the way to the Panthers' undefeated regular season a year ago. Captains making their way to the center of the field now for the coin toss. As the color guard takes the flag off of the field. Another key to watch for tonight, Kelby Cox, coming off a game in which he threw the football 26 times for the Panthers. In that fourth quarter, the Panthers didn't attempt a run. in that ball game last week against Panthers. They were in scramble against Pearsall, trying to fight back in that football game, and Kelby did a decent job in the second half. He moved the chains, took what the defense gave him, but eventually time ran out on the Panthers. Pearsall came away with the 27-18 win. Kelby finished the night going 12 of 26, ended up throwing two interceptions. One was late in the football game. Kelby just had to force it into some traffic, but 136 yards and a touchdown for the junior quarterback for the Panthers. Kalen, 18 carries, 99 yards, and two scores on the ground last week. Steven Flores was second for the Panthers with seven carries for 26 yards. Randolph has won the toss and elected to receive. Panthers will kick off from right to left from the home press box here. That'll be south to north direction-wise. Randolph electing to receive the football and give their offense a chance, coming off their best performance of the year last week. Rushed for 235 yards and a 26-14 win over Carnes City. Favorite target for Kelby Cox last week was Aaron Daniels. Aaron Daniels had three grabs for the Panthers for 21 yards. He led the team in catches, but the freshman tight end now up to four grabs on the year, so some confidence building for him for sure. But Kelby did a good job spreading the football around. Eight different Panthers caught at least one pass last week in Kelby's 13 completions. So of the 13 completions, they went to eight different guys for the Panthers. Well, we're ready to go here from Randolph, lined up to kick it off for the Panthers, kicking from right to left. Will be number four, Zach Rogers. Zach's done a good job all year pinning teams back. Only once Holy Cross was able to slip through the Panthers' kick coverage and got a good return on the Panthers. But Zach's been a weapon for the Panthers' special teams so far. Back deep to receive for the Rohawks, number 24, Taylor Thomas on the far side with his heels at the 8-yard line. On the near side looks to be number seven for the Rohawks. That's Kyle Keeka. Keeka plays running back as well. Some slot back. Rogers approaches the football and puts his right foot into it. A short end-over-end kick. Keeka will field at the 18. He'll fake a handoff. No, he tried a handoff here. And the ball's on the ground. Panthers recover. A big play right off the bat. We've seen it 2 weeks in a row where the opening kickoff, something crazy happens. Last week, the Panthers fumble, and Pearsall scoops and scores. This week, the Rohawks were trying to do a reverse. Keeka was going to hand it off to Thomas. Coming back to the near side, the handoff exchange failed. Ball on the turf, and the Panthers jump on it and have the ball in the red zone at the 18-yard line. What a momentum shift to start this football game. Blanco takes over. Kelby Cox brings the offense to the line. Ball on the near side hash at the 18. Cade Phelps gets his first start of his career at wingback. He's on the far side of the formation. Flores comes in motion. Here's Webster up the middle, wrapped up by Kennedy. Marquette Kennedy will bring him down after a gain of 4 yards to the 14. So the Panthers need to capitalize on this opportunity. The opening kick fielded to the 18-yard line by the Rohawks. They try a reverse, fumble it. The Panthers jump on it. Will Horrigan, the guy to get on the ball for the Panthers. And suddenly, all the momentum Blanco's way. Second down and six for the Panthers. Wing T look. Ball right in the middle of the field, the 14. Phelps goes in motion. Now Cox going to keep around the far side edge. Kelby cuts it up the field. Runs into Tristan Fortner, but picks up the first down. It'll be first and goal at the 8, but there's a penalty flag on the play. Thrown way over here on the near side. Kelby swept around the far side edge. And it's an offside against the defense. Coach Rogers will decline this penalty. It'll be first and goal from the Panthers down around the 7-yard line. Kelby Cox, a good-looking carry there. 7-yard pickup for the first down. So first and goal upcoming for the Panthers. First time we've seen Kelby take it on an end-around fake like that. Faked an off-tackle handoff to Kalen Webster and then kept it off the tackle himself. Wing T look, wing back on the far side of the field. Zach Rogers the split end to the near side. Cox under center, takes the snap, gives to Webster. Webster's got some running room into the second level. Touchdown Panthers from 7 yards out. Kalen Webster finds the end zone. And just like that, 1 minute and 18 seconds into the ball game, the Panthers have a 6-0 lead, a three-play, 18-yard drive for the Panther touchdown. Kalen Webster, two carries, 11 yards to lead the way that drive. And just like that, the Panthers took advantage of the early turnover by the Rohawks. Rohawks tried to get fancy on the kick return, couldn't execute the play. Panthers take advantage. Point after try by Rogers, high end over end, and it's good. 10:42 to go in the first quarter. Blanco 7, Randolph 0. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support comes from Lone Star Capital Bank in Blanco, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business needs. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wish the very best to the Panthers this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And by Dirtworks, servicing the Hill Country with landscape material sales, rock milling, and lake construction. Information available online at dirtworks.com or by phone at 830-833-2097. Dirtworks has been supporting Blanco ISD athletics since 1999. Go Panthers!
Sam Eisenberg back with you from Randolph High School, Rohawk Stadium over here on Randolph ISD. Zach Rogers teeing up his second kick. You're the first 1 minute and 18 seconds of the ball game. This one high end over end, a little deeper this time. Thomas lets it bounce and will field it on a hop at the 12. Charges toward the near side, got a great block out here on the edge. Runs into Jed Hood. Jed Hood and Toby Treesh will knock down Thomas at the 32-yard line. Nice return there. Good block on the play by Justin Jones, number 35. Gave Thomas a little extra running room there. And the Rohawks will have their first offensive possession start on their own 33-yard line, going left to right from the home side. Good crowd here for Randolph. Poured in. The Panthers side's more filling in, but starting to fill in the away side bleachers. A beautiful night for some football. Gorgeous sunset here. Tight splits as the Rohawk offensive line comes to the ball here in the backfield. 24 Thomas, 45 Kennedy. Here's a give to Thomas, sweeping around the near side, wrapped up, dropped after a gain of 4 yards by the freshman Canyon Braun. Nice stop there for the Panthers. Randolph, super tight splits on their offensive front. Those backs not too far behind the quarterback, number one Justin Kayaka-Bacon. And run a similar offense to what you see out of the Panthers. A lot of misdirection, faking the handoff. But a slot T look as opposed to the wing T for the Rohawks. Under center, Bacon turns, gives to Thomas once again. He follows his pulling guard around a hole here, wrapped up by Jed Hood, cleaned up by Kalen Webster at the 40, maybe 41 they'll give him. That's a pickup of 4, maybe 5 yards, and it'll bring up third down and 2 for the Rohawks. Taylor Thomas going to be a name we hear a lot tonight as he's the leading ball carrier, coming off a over 100-yard performance, 12 carries for 100-plus last week against Carnes City. Coming to the line here, the quarterback break. Bacon brings him up. Ball on the near side hash at the 41. Under center will turn and give to Marquette Kennedy. Kennedy runs into the Panther wall and leans forward. Kennedy about 6'3", 240. Big guy at that fullback spot. Jed Hood had to fall backwards with him. And Kennedy picks up the first down to the 43-yard line. Ball on the far side of the field now. Rohawks, their first down of the night. The defensive front for the Panthers. Near side in, Sebastian Thomas. Near side defensive tackle, Cameron Martinez. Jacob Plattenberger on the far side with defensive end Tristan Lopez out there. The backers, Wes Eskew in the middle. Will Horrigan, one outside backer. Jed Hood, the other. Will Horrigan will now come into a nose spot here under center. Here's a give to Taylor Thomas again. Comes around the near side. Nice play by Sebastian Thomas. Wraps him up at the 46, a gain of 2 for Thomas. It'll be 2nd and 8. And the secondary for the Panthers, number 1, Kelby Cox, and number 2, Kalen Webster, the safeties. An official stoppage on the field now. Looks like maybe a cramp for a Rohawk player. Steven Flores, a cornerback, along with on the far side, Jacob Mangold, the far side corner for the Panther defense. So if you're just tuning in, it started with the opening kickoff, obviously. Fielded at the 18-yard line by the Rohawks, and they try to do a reverse from the near side to the far side. And the handoff exchange doesn't work out. Ball on the turf. Panthers jump on it at the Rohawk 18-yard line, and three plays later, punch it into the end zone for the first score of the ball game. So it's 7-0 Blanco with 8:31 to go in the first quarter. As the Rohawk player on his feet now, come to the near sideline. Kalen Webster on that first drive, two carries for 11 yards, one carry for seven for Kelby Cox, as the Panthers got it into the end zone, and that's been important for them. They haven't gotten off to a fast start in any game this year. We said that was a key last week against Pearsall. Pearsall scores on the opening kick, a defensive touchdown against Canyon Lake and Holy Cross. Not good starts there either. So to finally find themselves up in the first quarter of a football game, Coach Rogers has to be breathing a sigh of relief over there on the Panther sideline. 8:20 and counting to go in the first quarter. Ball in the center of the field at the 46. Randolph under center look here. Slot back on the near side. Two running backs in the backfield. Bacon turns and now rolling out looking to throw. Trying to throw it deep here. Overthrows his intended target on the play. Number seven, Kyle Kayeka. Just over the outstretched arms. Webster was in coverage there. And now a third down and eight upcoming for the Rohawks. Nice coverage on the back end by Webster. He was physical until the ball was released. And Bacon overthrew Kayeka there for a third down and long. This is a situation the Rohawks don't want to get in. A team that likes to run the ball. They like to be in that third and manageable spot like they were on their first series of the game. A shotgun set here. Justin Bacon in the gun. Thomas to his left. Three receivers to the far side of the formation. A tight end on the near side. Bacon drops back looking to throw. Clean pocket. Steps up in it and overthrows Marquette Kennedy. That one over the outstretched arms of the big target there. Now it'll be a fourth and eight up front. Tristan Lopez started to get a little bit of a pass rush on Bacon. It was kind of a vertical concept from the Rohawks. They had Marquette Kennedy on a post there, and Kelby Cox and Kalen Webster were running stride for stride with big number 45, ball over all of them. Fourth down and eight for the Rohawks now from their own 46. Bacon does the punting for the Rohawks as well. Good snap, fields it. Here's a high wobbly kick that Tristan Fortner will let bounce at the 25. Takes a Rohawk roll inside the 20. Downed at the 16-yard line by Taylor Thomas. So the Panthers will have to put together a drive here. After getting a great starting field position on their first drive at the Rohawk 18, they'll be backed up at their own 16 for their second offensive possession. Peyton Van Dyke will run the play in to Kelby Cox here for the Panthers. I want to thank our sponsors, Claypat Greenhouses of Blanco, Blanco Heating and Cooling, Remax Genesis Agents, Jane and Wayman Lightfoot, and Old 300 Barbecue. Cox under center, ball on the far side hash at the Panther 16. Here's Cade Phelps' first carry. Cuts it up the field near the 20-yard line. Gets it to the 19. A gain of three for the sophomore wingback for the Panthers. That was a misdirection. Fake to handoff up the middle to Webster, a sweep to Flores, and then gave it to Phelps. The Rohawks read it pretty well. The safety from the back here, Kyle Kayeka, charged up to make the stop. And a second down and seven for the Panthers. Ball on the near side hash at the 19. Coxa under center. The receiver split out to the far side of the formation. 7 minutes to go in the first. Cox under center. Flores goes in motion, and it's a give to Steven. He's got the outside edge and wrapped up and knocked down by Taylor Thomas at the 25, maybe 26-yard line. We'll see if they give the Panthers a first down, and they'll say just shy. At the 25, it'll be third and one for the Panther offense. This is the spot that the Panthers like to be in, much like the Rohawks, these third down and manageable situations. And we'll see if Blanco can come up with the play call to get him a first down. Cox under center, ball on the far side hash at the 25. He'll quarterback sneak it up the middle up to the 28. That will be good enough for a Panther first down. Kelby saw the crease there, dove forward, actually got to the 29, a 4-yard pickup. for the Panther quarterback, sets them up with a new set of downs at their own 29. Cox now two carries for 11 yards in the ballgame. Peyton Van Dyke splits out to the near side. Ball on the far side hash. Stephen Flores, the halfback, offset over there. Cade Phelps off the line of scrimmage on the near side. Here's a sweeping handoff for Flores. He'll cut it up the field. Has some space. Penalty flags fly as Justin Bacon wraps him up at the 36-yard line. The flag back there. We'll see what the call is. The play stands. It's an 8-yard pickup for Flores, but it looks like everybody going backwards, holding against the Panthers. So first and 20 upcoming. And two officials were on top of that one as the penalty flags came out quickly. Score update for you. 0-0 still late in the first quarter between Dripping Springs and Kerrville in the first district game of the year for the Dripping Springs Tigers. 7-7 Wimberley and Canyon Lake over in Wimberley right now. Under center. First and 20 for the Panthers. Here's a penalty flag again. And we'll see what the call is here. And it's against the Panthers. Didn't see the call. May have been a false start, but now back yourself up to a first down and 25. So we just talked about Panthers want to get it into third down and manageable. It's going to take some big chunks of yardage to make that happen now as you're backed up to a first and 25 all the way back inside your 15 at the 14-yard line now behind where you started this drive. Never want to go backwards, but the Panthers, two straight penalties, have them way back. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Kelby Cox under center. Turns, gives to Kalen Webster. He'll shake off one tackler. And the ball came free. And I believe Randolph jumped on it. Inside the red zone, number 84 for Randolph. Jumps on the football. That's Devin Oden jumps on it for the Rohawks. And just like that, momentum shifts to the home team sideline. They get it there at the Panthers 16. So one fumble recovery for the Panthers. Got it at the 18. Great field position. Now the Rohawks get it back at their own 16. So both teams with very costly turnovers here in the first quarter. And Randolph has it in the red zone. Bacon brings the team under center here. Two slot backs in the formation. Kennedy behind him. Keiko will go in motion to take a toss sweep out to the far side. Wes Eskew hunts him down. Nice job by the Panther middle linebacker to get all the way out there. Wraps him up at about the 12, maybe 13-yard line. 3 or 4 yard pickup there. Webster, not a guy who fumbles the football very often, but a couple guys got their helmets in, their hats in on him, and the ball squirted out. Nice awareness by Oden to jump on it for the Rohawks. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Second down and 7 from the Panther 13-yard line for the Rohawks. Ball on the far side hash. Two running backs in the backfield with Justin Bacon, the quarterback, under center. He'll turn, give to Marquette Kennedy. Kennedy, a big kid, still running. Panthers can't knock him down. Inside the 10, he'll take it to the 9-yard line. A pickup of about 4 yards. Sets up a third down and 3 for the Rohawks upcoming. Kennedy, a big guy there. Bacon turned and handed it to him, and he was dragging Panther defenders. They're actually going to spot it at the 8. So a third down and 2 upcoming for the Rohawks. And Kennedy, a guy with his tall frame who can just lean forward and pick up about 3 yards. I'd expect him to get another carry here with the short yardage situation. Quarterback Bacon brings the Rohawks to the line. Ball in the center of the field at the 8-yard line. Turn, it's actually a get to Thomas. He'll sweep off the near side. Sebastian Thomas wraps him up, but not before Taylor gets it to the 5-yard line, and it'll be a first and goal now for the Rohawks. Nice recognition of the play there by Sebastian Thomas. He shucked the pulling guard from the far side and was able to wrap up Thomas, but good strength by the Rohawk running back. Got it inside the 6, the yard needed to gain to the 5-yard line, and now first and goal. 4 chances to go 5 yards for the Rohawks. Canyon Braun and Cameron Martinez, the interior defensive lineman for the Panthers. Now Will Horrigan will drop Toby Treesh, to a nose spot. Here's a sweeping handoff 424, Taylor Thomas. And what a job by Canyon Braun. The freshman gets into the backfield and wreaks some havoc there. Toby Treesh helps him clean it up. But Thomas going to lose some yards on this play back to the 6. So a loss of 1, and what play recognition there from Canyon Braun. Coach Rogers talked about, for a freshman, his ability to just have play recognition. His guard pulls, he trails the play, able to make a tackle there on the sweeping Taylor Thomas. Thomas, a guy with a lot of speed, but Braun wraps him up there for the 1 yard loss. 3 minutes and counting to go in the first. Ball on the near side hash. Bacon under center. Thomas goes in motion. Turn, give to Kennedy. He's wrapped up in the backfield. What a play by Toby Treesh. Treesh shot into the backfield there. Got a loss of a yard. Now 3rd and 7 upcoming for the Roehawks. That's a big play for Toby Treesh. A much bigger running back in Kennedy there that he had to bring down, and he did a great job of it. Big momentum play for the Panthers if they can get a stop here on 3rd down and goal for the Roehawks. This drive started at the Panthers' 16-yard line after a turnover by the Panther offense. Bacon under center, ball in the middle of the field at the 7. He'll fake a handoff to Thomas. He's going to roll out looking to throw. Throws it to the corner of the end zone. Tipped away, Kalen Webster. What a play by the senior defensive back for the Panthers. High-pointed that football, slapped it away with the left hand. And now 4th down. Would have taken a great ball there, but the Roehawk receiver did have a step behind Kalen. Just great athleticism and a nice play to high point that one and bat it away. 4th down and goal from the 7. It looks like Randolph going to try a field goal here. They'll set the ball down at the 15, so a 25-yard try upcoming for number 12, Cole Carey, for the Roehawks. First time the Panthers have had an opposing team kick a field goal against them this year. Snap. Put down by Bacon. Here's the field goal try, and I believe it is wide right. No good off the foot of Cole Carey. So with 2:06 to go in the first quarter, the Panther defense holds, keeps Randolph off the scoreboard, and the Panthers maintain their 7-0 lead. They'll take over with the ball at their own 20-yard line now, right in the center of the field. So a big defensive stop for the Panther defense there after the turnover. Randolph got it. The Panthers 16. The defense holds, forces the field goal try, and the 25-yarder goes wide right by Randolph's place kicker. So the momentum shifts back to the Panthers. They'll have their 3rd offensive try of the night here. Daniels goes in motion from one side of the formation to the far side. Cox under center. Takes the snap. Turns and gives to Webster off right tackle. Makes Marquette Kennedy miss. And then a wrap-up tackle by number 65, Sebastian Goldsworthy. At the 26, pickup of 6 for Kalen. Up to 4 carries on the night for Webster. 19 yards on the 4 tries. They actually spot it back at the 25. That one's just a 5-yard pickup for the senior fullback. 4 carries, 18 yards for Kalen. About what he's averaging on the year, 4.6 coming into it. Another score update. Cuero leads Gonzalez 16-0 at the start of the second quarter. Caleb, Kelby Cox gets them all to jump. Kalen Webster into the second level, though, as the play allowed to continue. And Webster shoots up to the 42-yard line, 17-yard pickup. And the Panthers will decline this offsides penalty against the Roehawks. And Kalen quickly doubled his yardage total from 18 on the night to now 35 with that 17-yard pickup. And the Panthers have it 1st and 10. At their own 42-yard line. Ball in the center of the field. Webster looked good on that carry. Got into the second level. Was wrapped up and brought down by Justin Bacon, the safety for the Roehawks. Right in the center of the field. Wing T look for the Panthers. A receiver split to either side now. Webster gets the handoff up the middle. Waiting for a hold to be formed. And drugged down at the 49-yard line. Pickup of 7 for Kalen on this carry. And he's starting to get into a little bit of a rhythm. Number 26 makes the stop. Number 27, excuse me, Christian Ayala wraps up Kalen at the 49. 2nd down and 3 upcoming for the Panthers. We're inside a minute to go in the first quarter. In this non-district matchup, Panthers trying to get their first win on the year. Wing T look with the ball on the near side hash. Wing back on the near side. Here's a give. No, it's a carry for Kelby Cox. He cuts it up the field across the 35, 45, excuse me. Brought down at the 42-yard line. It's a pickup of 9 yards for Kelby Cox and a new set of downs for the Panthers now in Rohawk territory. We'll see if the Panthers want to snap it one more time here before the start of the second quarter. Coach Tesh, the clock stops with the move of the chains. But 20 seconds to go, and it looks like Coach Tesh going to be content letting the first quarter clock run out. So after one,